So welcome everybody, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the Patterns and Practices monthly community call. This is November 2015 call, and if I remember correctly, this is roughly now a full year when we actually started this monthly calls to go through with the community and go through with the latest changes, what are we releasing in a monthly, with the monthly releases. So today, it's gonna be, my name is Vesa Juvonen, so it's gonna be me talking again for 30 minutes, and then after that, we'll give a stage to Paolo Pialorsi, and Paolo is gonna do a demonstration of the BNP Partner Pack, which is a super, super cool stuff. We did have already a webcast on that one as well with Paolo, which was released on Monday. But we wanted to make sure that people are actually seeing that in practice. And today, it's also all about Q&A. So you can actually freely ask questions when we do that demo from Paolo and Irvin and me. Well, technically, it's Irvin and Paolo who wrote the whole thing. And I've been then doing some architectural designs and all of that. But I'm unfortunately pretty busy on other stuff and coordination nowadays. So I don't have that much time to write actually code. Which I'm planning to change slightly. Anyway, let's get started on the things. So let's see the typical agenda. We'll have a monthly highlights, contributions, and other topics. What we're planning to do in the December release. There's some topics which are there every single month. I mentioned that we're trying to do this, and then we never get them done. But let's try to have an open discussion what's actually coming in December. And then demos. This time it's a one demo because it's the BNP Partner Pack, and we're super, super proud of it. So there's a few slides where we go through what is the BNP Partner Pack and what does it actually give you. And what's the idea of that one? And then we'll deep dive on the actual demo. So Paolo is going to show that one in practice. Good. There's the stamping tool exercise always, but this time I wanted to do something slightly different. So for the sake of actually people able to answer this, let's do it this way. And let's actually do a quick poll. Try to get you interactive so you're able to actually say where are you joining to this call. So this should actually work with the mobile devices as well. We have one Australia. It's pretty early morning in Australia. Few one Asia. Nobody from Africa. Europe is pretty high usually in this course as well, and North America, and some from South America as well. Nobody from Antarctica, which is not that big of a surprise. But good, this is relatively typical. It's Europe and North America, US and Canada, which are competing on the highest participant rate. And this is actually probably a good idea because people are much more able to answer the poll thing rather than using the stamping tool. But just out of curiosity, the dividers. And thank you for joining from Australia as well. I know that it's pretty early on there. And on that one, if you're actually joining from the New Zealand, I do apologize, but Australia is the name of the continent. So that's why we have Australia there and not Australia and New Zealand and Tasmania and whatever we have over there in that continent. Good, let's go back on the slides. So I'm gonna switch back on the slides so we're able to actually go through the what I'm planning to do. And I really don't wanna steal too much time this time. So I really wanna make sure that I'm actually done 5:30 so you're able to actually see the BNP Partner back in practice, because that's showing a lot of the capabilities what we have been designing related on BNP guidance in the past years. First of all, those who are new within the call, so if you're joining here first time, the HTTP AKMS Office Dev BNP is the landing site. And from there, you can always find the latest links to latest material, latest videos, and all of that stuff. There's quite a lot of content there, we know. But it's a really nice to have a one landing page where you can actually find the relevant information for you. The themes right now still are around site provisioning, branding, remote processing, and embedding a JavaScript. More and more in the future, when we kind of target Office 365 APIs, unified APIs, and all Office add-ins, Office client add-ins as well. So we really want to grow the Office 365 developer patterns and practices outside of the SharePoint add-ins thinking as well. The reason why we have so many SharePoint adding samples in the guidance is simply because on the day-to-day life, in my day-to-day life, I actually also, well, like with many of the other members, are working with the customers, and that's where the guidance is actually coming from. So it's not coming from somebody sitting in Redmond in a Oval office and thinking through, well, what if we would do X and Y and Z? All of the learnings what we try to give out as samples and presentations and all of that are actually from real life. So learnings by working with the customers, you know, enterprise or mid-size companies, and whatever we learn, we'll try to explain that within the guidance as well. What else? There's a Volvo and Blue Meteor. Those are both, let's say, public references of the PMP patterns, PMP guidance. Blue Meteor has a really nice, let's say, offering for Office 365, a packaged intranet. Which is actually using all of our practices, which is proving as well that the whole guidance is, let's say, bulletproof, or it's actually working in the real world perspective also for partners and not only for customers. Sorry for my, by the way, for my noise and my voice. That's the right thing to do. My voice, I've been slightly sick lately, but I'm getting to the better direction. So sorry if I'm coughing on the microphone every now and then. One thing that we wanted to also remind you is that if you go to dev.office.com and resources and patterns and practices, there's a sample/guidance. This is the location where you can most easily find the relevant sample and relevant guidance for you. Quite often people tend to go to the GitHub, and in the GitHub, if you start looking under those folders, there's almost too many samples out there, which is, by the way, something what we're going to fix sooner or later. But using this tool in the dev.office.com, you can much more easily find, give me a second. Thank you, Bert.
Slides are moving very slowly now. Okay. You see the green PNP samples or guidance slides.
Yes.
Is that the right one?
Yes, sir. Okay, cool. There was it almost felt like somebody took over the presentation when I wasn't actually watching. So if you go dev.office.com resources PNP sample/guidance, there's some links in that page. You can find the search tool. And this is absolutely the right way to find the relevant sample for you. So there's a free text search. There's a individual taxonomies which you can use to find the relevant pieces for you. So all of the samples what we have across all of the repositories are actually listed in here. So you don't have to go to GitHub to find what's relevant for you, because that might be extremely difficult to find. Good, and then I need to remind that please mute yourself while we go through. In the end, you can open up or unmute yourself for open discussion. And I can still hear some sounds. Let me, or somebody can actually mute. There's some background noise coming from somewhere, because that's not coming from my side. There we go, now everybody is actually muted. One of the things what we started in the past month is the PMP weekly webcasts. They've been now weekly. I'm just being realistic. It might be at some point we'll start slipping on the weekly release schedule, but we're targeting to have a weekly webcasts out. And these are then covering relevant key topics around the adding model, Office 365 APIs, unified APIs, and all of that. So we already have 5 entries out. So if you go to dev.office.com or our Channel 9 section, you can find those 5 entries, which are on OneDrive for Business customizations, PMP Remote Time Job Framework, PMP PowerShell, Introduction to PMP Provisioning Engine, and this Monday we released the PMP Partner Pack Introduction. We're targeting all of these to be less than 30 minutes. Then never less than 30 minutes, unfortunately, because we're getting too excited on the demos and we are explaining too much stuff. So it's around 30 minutes to 45 minutes if you open it up and watch them from the Channel 9. Next Monday, we're going to release something around JavaScript patterns, so how to do development with JavaScript easily using the Visual Studio within SharePoint. And there's some nice tricks and tips from Patrick Rogers on that one coming out on Monday. We already did a recording of the throttling capabilities actually earlier today with Bert, and then there's some additional webcasts coming up in the upcoming weeks. Good. Moving on things. Documentation is moving to GitHub. We had this slide actually already in last month as well. So all of our documents, the presentations have been moved to docs.com, which is, by the way, an awesome service. So if you go docs.com/officetestfpmp, you can actually find all of our presentations. That's training material, seminar presentations, webcast slides, and all of these monthly call slides are available for download from there as well. One of the things what I added there 2 weeks ago as well was the BMP graphics presentation, which has roughly 100 different slides and graphics and drawings for you to reuse. And it's already been downloaded for 2,000 times, which is pretty neat that people are finding my PowerPoint skills useful. That's always a nice thing that we're able to help for you guys to build your pictures. Or like one MVP said it in the MVP summit last week, that presentation is a gold mine because he doesn't have to build or draw any more pictures to his presentations. He can just take from that presentation what he needs, which is pretty nice. Good. Moving on things. Statistics. The key numbers from this month, we way past 1,000 forks within the PMP repo, which is a massive number. We're actually closing into Microsoft Azure documentation numbers, and that's huge. There are, well, some areas of the Microsoft open source sections, which are way ahead of us, like in 5,000, and that's Windows, for example, Signal R or ASP.NET or .NET Foundation. But in the normal sections, we're pretty close to Microsoft Azure documentations, and we're bypassing all of the other Office Dev repos and all of the other actually Microsoft Azure repos as well. Why do we actually compare ourselves to the Microsoft Azure? Well, it's a slightly different organization. And they've been also doing open source in the GitHub. So it's a nice number or nice, let's say, a structure or nice organization or repos to compare ourselves. Things are still growing relatively fast. And now that we split our repositories to multiple repos, for example, the PMP Sites Core and the PMP PowerShell, those are now starting to grow individually as well relatively fast. We have a significant amount of merge pull requests, so that's growing all the time. Within this month, we went almost 150 pull requests from the community, which are now closed and included in the guidance as well. There's 232 issues, and that's one of the things what we are planning to work quite hectically in the upcoming weeks, so we would be able to clean up our issue lists. Because, for example, in the PMP main repo, there's quite a lot of issues. Some of them are questions, some of them are suggestions or improvement suggestions. They're not really bugs, all of them, which is a good thing to realize. More than 3,900 unique visitors during the last 2 weeks. That number actually went slightly down. The reason why it went down for last month is that we now have those two other main repos, which are the PMP Sites Core and the PMP PowerShell, which are actually growing relatively fast as well. So we have 661 unique visitors in the Sites Core repository for the past 2 weeks, which is actually a really great number. The PMP Core Nuget package has been downloaded more than 15,500 times. Yammer group is still growing hectically. Facebook is more social experience. Experiment. That's the right word to say. And nowadays, our marketing is using that as a normal channel to communicate within the Facebook as well. So it's not really a important number what we track, but it's a nice thing to have, which we can use for communicating some of the new stuff as well.
Good.
Already 15 past. So here are actually the growth numbers, which are always interesting, at least, well, for justifying that the BMP program does exist, we obviously need to show the interest of the community to our leadership. Otherwise, somebody could make a decision that we're actually shutting down the program, which hopefully doesn't happen, especially now that the numbers are still growing quite nicely. So there's a chart which is showing unique visitors and unique visitors across all of the repositories in the latest one. and then the Yammer Group members, which are pretty growing quite nicely upwards. This is the summary of the GitHub forks and pull requests. So how many forks do we actually have in the BNP? And what is the amount of pull requests we've been processing altogether? And that's growing quite nicely. The direction is pretty consistent comparing to the previous months as well. And then the last one is a Nuget downloads. There is a slightly weird jump actually on the Nuget download numbers roughly between September and November, but it's actually growing quite fast forward as well. So there's clearly a lot of value on the BNP core component, which can be used to increase the productivity of the developers and simplify the development with the CSAM APIs. And that's something, if you're not super familiar, you want to get, you want to have a look on that one. And that's, by the way, one webcast which we should do relatively soon, where we explain what is a BNP Nuget package. So we would have a video explaining the whole story. Good. November release. From a BNP repository perspective, so the main repository perspective, we didn't have actually that many new things, which is a good thing, because we don't want to grow hectic the repository numbers and the samples just for the sake of growing them. So there was only one new sample, which is a core.list view threshold with the JSON client-side object model and REST. And that's nice, a SharePoint hosted application, a SharePoint hosted add-in, which is showing how to access a large list without hitting the thresholds, at list limit thresholds, using JSON and REST APIs. Then there was a update on the component, core.taxonomy component, done by Henrik from Sweden. And then there's significant updates to the provisioning UX app solution, which is, how would I put it, that's our most mature and most, let's say, enterprise-ready provisioning solution, which is part of the BNP, BNP repository. And we keep on absolutely supporting that, and we want to grow that one as well. So all of the samples what we have in the main BNP repository will keep on growing. And the samples, or the mainly the solutions underneath the solution folder, those are more ready to be used by enterprises almost as such. And they have configuration options, and they actually show, let's say, more real life scenarios other than individual samples. But that's a really nice sample, which we absolutely keep on evolving in the future as well. Now, there was a lot of changes, though, on the core side and also on the BNP provisioning side, provisioning engine side. So for those, many of you probably noticed, we did do a mid-month release, do the findings and issues and bugs what we have had in the October release. And that was a quality mistake or quality issue, which was then addressed relatively fast with the help of the community. And we do absolutely appreciate your assistance on those. And obviously, we should have got issues related on content type handling within our unit testing, which is one of the areas what we are increasing or investing in the future as well. We already have a daily builds and daily unit tests running against the core component, and you can actually see the results every single day in the GitHub. So there's an automatic checking of the latest unit test results in the GitHub repo as well. There was also a lot of development on the PowerShell side. So there's a lot of quality improvements or polishing improvements, not necessarily bug fixing, rather than just adjusting the existing code to be more efficient. Few additional commandlets, few additional changes on the things, and obviously updated documentations for the commandlets as well. Hopefully I'm not actually missing anything. Nope, that should be it. Now, one of the key points also, which we're super proud, is that the BNP engine, the remote provisioning engine documentation, is now also in MSDN. So this happened during the October. So there's a few pages which are part of the official BNP, Office Dev BNP section in MSDN, which are explaining how the engine actually works. And there's an AKMS address for it, which you can use to access those pages efficiently, because the MSDN links are relatively cryptic. So that's something what you probably want to check through. Now, let me be clear, however, on this one. So the BMP provisioning engine is not the only engine out there. So there are absolutely awesome remote provisioning engines out there, which are absolutely as valid as the BMP provisioning guidance. What we want to do with BMP is not to compete with the community, and we don't want to compete with any of the ISVs or system integrators. We rather want to show and add the technologies and show the approaches and have a valid solution also for people to use, so that we raise the common awareness on, for example, using the remote provisioning rather than using feature framework, which is, well, I wouldn't say deprecated, it's not legacy, but it's an old way of provisioning stuff in the SharePoint. And I do still know and understand that it's a controversial statement, which some people don't like, but the direction where we're heading is not with feature framework. It's more around APIs, what we used for providing the needed content and functionalities within a SharePoint. And please do remember, mute yourself. I can hear some high priority family background noise from the background. Good. And I do also understand that I'm talking extremely fast again, but I really want to make sure that we have plenty of time for Paolo's demo. Now, like you saw from the previous slides, we don't have a significant amount of new samples, but there's a significant number of external contributors within this month. So all of these people, is it Anil, Anatoly, Arsei, Arto, Daniel, Erwin, Henrik, Ivan, Ken, Lars, Luis, Massimo Almo, Mihal, Mortens, Olemp, Ole, Paolo, Pierre, Radi, Rajesh, Royden, Sergei, Tatiana, and Victor participated on this month's contributions of this month's releases. A lot of these changes were done in the PMP core component, and also in the engine components and in the PowerShell. So we could increase the capabilities and also increase the overall quality of these engines and the provider capabilities. And this is absolutely crucial for the success of the BMP. I didn't do a quick intro or an explanation when we started, but quite often people actually forget about the fact that the BMP team doesn't actually, in practice, it doesn't exist in Microsoft. BMP is actually a community-driven program. So this is actually not our day job. None of the guys who are working in the BMP are doing this as their full-time job. And we're working quite often for the PMP guidance and together with the community on evening times and on weekends. Just for the idea of having that common knowledge and having a forum or channel to share the knowledge what we have and what we do actually in our day job. And that's, we do acknowledge that that's not necessarily a awesome point and awesome situation, but it's better than nothing. And right now we're looking into having a slightly more additional investments inside of the Microsoft for the BMP program. But the community contributions are absolutely key part of this whole game, so that we are able to evolve and raise the common knowledge of the community. We're able to teach each other in the community to how to do the right stuff and how to do it efficiently using the new technologies. In the Microsoft site, we have the typical list of people. A lot of these people are not necessarily, well, some of these people are highly known, like Bert Janssen is always taking helping on the GitHub side. There's Steve Walker, Jeremy Fake. A lot of these people might not be, let's say, familiar for you, but they actually work day to day within the, let's say, our, how would I put it, our sister program, where we help large customers move from the full trust code to the adding model. So these people actually contribute significantly on the PNP guidance and the knowledge and the samples what we actually have. So it's a typical list of people, except I want to pinpoint Ivan Pondi, who's not a typical list of people from here. So Ivan did a separate contribution on the and started the samples section underneath the BMP PowerShell repo. And sorry for my cough one more time. Good. Roadmap. Damn it, I'm running out of time. December release plan. So obviously, what we want to do now is not to grow the amount of samples. We're actually looking into reducing the amount of samples and starting to drop some of the samples which are no longer, in quotes, relevant, or they're no longer, let's say, needed, or they're combined to some other samples. So we want to actually consolidate the amount of SharePoint add-in samples to a lesser amount. At the same time, we keep on evolving the provisioning engine, and some of the things what we have in the roadmap is, for example, obviously the stabilization and testing improvements. Also, the welcome page extraction keeps on popping on the discussions every single day. So we are aware that right now the BMP engine doesn't actually extract content. That was a knowingly decision what we did at the time. But now there's a so strong and a high demand for that one. So we'll have a look on maybe to implement a extraction of a welcome page, not extraction of the all content within the sites. Because extracting of the all content using the engine would be, how would I put it? It's a really risky and super, super complex operation. And that's why we have those migration tooling. Maybe extracting a welcome page from a site would make more sense as a step number one, at least. And multilingual support for the templates is something that's absolutely needed. Additional samples are still welcome, not necessarily, for example, in a provisioning side. I think we're pretty well covered in the provisioning samples. We would rather want to have a lesser amount of those and then maybe samples around Office add-ins and Office 365 APIs and all of that. The BMP partner pack, which we're going to go through in a second, we'll have some small adjustments and possible abstractions. And what we mean with that one is, as an example, configurable way of changing images in the BMP partner pack or something like that. So a simple improvements in the BMP partner pack functionality. And then we're looking into still investing time on the there's an ALM discussion on the IAM window. So we're looking into still starting the properly the ALM guidance creation. We do have actually really great table of content, and we do have a for the documentation, and we do have a really great, let's say, a set of guidance out there, but it's still not collected to a single set of information, and that's highly needed. We absolutely understand that, but it really comes down on the available resources as well. The same applies for the ALM add-in model guidance for on-premises. We do absolutely know that there's a high demand for that one, but it is a resourcing challenge now to get it written, or at least they pushed a V1 out of the guidance out there. Cool. Introducing BMP Partner Pack. So this is something what I wanted to briefly do a few slides, and these are pretty much the same slides as what we did on Monday's webcast together with Paolo. It might be a repeating section for you, but wait for it. Paolo is going to do the demo as well, and then we'll have a Q&A on the BMP Partner Pack. The BMP Partner Pack's whole idea is that it's kind of a starter kit or a reference solution, which is combining many of the samples what we have in the BMP guidance to a single solution, which you can start and configure to be running in any Office 365 tenant with a Azure subscription. So we have documentation, automation scripts, and architectural guidance, how to set up things. So you don't actually need to know do anything else than follow the guidance step by step, and you'll get it up and running. If you're wondering why on earth, if you already downloaded the BMP Partner Pack, you can actually see that, oh my God, there's hard-coded tenant names and all of that. Well, that's not actually true. The scripts which we have as a setup scripts are updating all of the tenant URLs and all of that when you're actually deploying the stuff to the cloud. But what is BMP Partner Pack? So we wanted to create a something which shows the opportunities or possibilities within the Office 365 development. And we wanted to have it as easily set up as possible. So there's a packaged, there's a documentation and guidance and scripts, which will help you to set up the things. Many of the existing BMP samples are they're lacking detailed guidance on how to set them up. And quite often we get the question that, okay, hey, how do I set up the patterns and practices to my tenant? Well, This is actually the whole idea of BNP Partner Bank. It's showing how to set up these things and you learn how to do them. It's ready to use reference solution. So it's a starting point for your own customization. So you can easily pull it down, download the package. You can start building your own offerings around that if you like, or you can use that as a demonstration solution to show what you can do actually within Office 365, because Office 365 is absolutely a platform, like Jeff Tepper said today in the European SharePoint conference. It's open source, so everything, if people want to contribute, they can contribute. All the code is available in the GitHub. You can easily download that, and you can follow up on the development in the GitHub as well. Now, if my slide would actually move, there we go. What do we actually have in the BNP Partner Bank? There's kind of a three main topics. There's the site provisioning, and we do know that we have already a significant amount of site provisioning solutions and samples in the BNP guidance, but we wanted to create a simple, approachable solution, which isn't uber complex, but you can actually easily learn how these things are then running and how they actually work. One of the super cool things what was implemented in the BNP Partner Bank is SafeSite as a provisioning template capability. So from a UI as a end user, you can go and not click a SafeSite as a template, because that would be a classic site template, not actually a, and which is actually a sandbox solution. You click SafeSite as a provisioning template. And after that, you will have that template available whenever somebody creates a subsite, either in a tenant level or in a site collection level. So pretty super cool capability. The second bullet point is a responsive design template for sites. And what that means is that you're able to enable this responsive design template or a package to any of the existing sites. And what will happen is that the site will still use CRL.master, but suddenly it is transformed to be fully responsive. So we're not modifying, we're not introducing a custom master page, but we're embedding a JavaScript on the sites, which will transform the SharePoint site as a responsive site itself. And you'll see that one in practice when Paolo is showing that. And then the third one is more for the enterprise developer and enterprise experience. Quite often, enterprises want to have a slightly more control on top of their site, existing site collections. So they want to have a timer jobs or remote timer jobs, which are running and checking, for example, is the site, does the site have sufficient amount of site collection administrators, or has it been updated, or has it should we already archive the site, and what do we want to do with them? Or it might check the document content type policies or whatever it's needed based on the business requirements. So there's a reference implementations on that one as well. Good. And good point from Daniel on the Microsoft Office demo. So if you are a partner, that's absolutely a great capability of setting up your environment in an automated way. The next steps for the BNP Partner Bank, I wanted to do this one before we go to the demo. So you can download the BNP Partner Bank, you can pull down the GitHub repo, or you can click the download as zip, and you can access the repo just by using AKMS Office Dev BNP Partner Bank address. There's a setup and configuration scripts and guidance in the repository, which you can easily find, and you'll just follow up those, and you should be able to get it up and running. And the whole point is that it's a study package for you, and you can start evolving that by yourself, or you can contribute back on the original repository as well. And that's really something what we're looking into. This is a V1.0 of the BNP Partner Bank. It's, for example, lacking multilingual support. It's, for example, lacking configuration options for the graphics and all of that, which we know. But we need to start from somewhere, and it's already providing significant value. And then obviously, let's have a discussion about this one in the Yammer group. Last week was difficult for the team because it was an MVP summit week. So the guys, quite a lot of guys were actually in the MVP summit, me including, because I was visiting my office in Seattle at the time. And this week is the European SharePoint conference. We'll get back on the Yammer group and being much more active there. As fast as we can. So be patient on those questions as well. Good. 35, damn it! I lost 5 minutes from the Paolo's demo time. Paolo, are you there?
Yeah, Hi, Visa. Hello, everybody. Hello from Stockholm and from the European SharePoint Conference. I hope you can hear me well. Can you confirm it?
Yep, all good. All
yeah?
good.
Okay, good.
You can start the presentation again.
Okay, I will take over. Maybe there is some noise in the background because I'm talking from the from a corner of the speaker room and the European SharePoint Conference, but I hope you will hear me properly.
That's
so
fine.
I'm going to share my screen right now, so that you will be able to see the demo. And here I am, present. And okay, let me know when you see my screen, please.
Yeah, in a second, I can still see my presentation loading, three dots, and a nice keyframe animation.
Three, two, one.
Action.
And go. Okay. If you see my screen now, this is a classic out-of-the-box site collection in SharePoint Online. And the first feature and capability that I want to show you about the PNP Partner Pack is the Save Site as Provisioning Template, which is really a cool one. So let's say that I have in my site collection, for example, a sub-website like the one I'm going to show you right now, which is pretty cool in a green color.
Let's wait slightly slower. Let's wait one more second, so because there are a few where the things are still loading.
So okay.
I'm pretty close to your location, so that's why I got it.
Okay. We can see each other from the window, probably. So the screen is still loading on some of the devices, probably, but if some of you already see the green subweb, just let me know.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
We're getting more and more good situations. Okay, let's actually move on. We're getting this recorded anyway, so.
Okay, good. Thank you. So let's say that I have this site, which is a subweb in a site collection. Inside this site, I have created some artifacts like a list of customer, a list of invoices, and a list of orders. And more in general, let's say that I have customized my site in order to use it as a template in order to stamp multiple sites based on this template. Well, right now you probably all know, guys, that using the PNP provisioning engine and a bunch of PowerShell scripting, you can do a get SPO provisioning template and save the template onto your file system. But using the PNP partner pack, you can also do something like that. You can go into the site settings of your site. And as you can see, you have this new Save Site as Provisioning Template menu item, which can be clicked and which will bring you to the new UI of the PNP Partner Pack, through which you are able to save the current site as a template, simply using the UI, simply using the browser. And this stuff can be done also by an end user, if you want to enable your end users, so that they will be autonomous in saving and reusing their templates without the need to involve IT people just to do that. Of course, here I can provide some information about my site, like the name, which can be green subsite. I can provide a description and whatever else is needed to save my template. Because you probably know saving a template takes a while, 1 or 2 minutes. I've already saved my template in my environment, but I want to show you just one more thing because before using and reusing this template. When you store a template, you have also the choice to save it globally at the tenant level so that you will be able to reuse the template across all the site collections in your tenant, or you can save it locally in the local site collection so that the template will be available only in the current site collection. And we can also support a preview image so that, as you will see pretty soon, the end users are able to recognize the template based on an image instead of based on a simple name. So, as I told you, I have already saved my template just to save some time because I was aware that my demo was a little bit late on schedule. I'm just kidding, Visa. And now let's say that I want to go to my site collection and I want to create a site based on this template. So let me go back. Sorry for the misspelled name. Let's say that I want to go back to my site collection. I want to go in the site contents and I want to create a new sub-site. As you will see, by clicking on new sub-site, doing some JavaScript embedding, we replaced the standard behavior of SharePoint, and we provide a custom UI as well as before, just to create the site based on our own templates. Here I have some templates which are taken from the tenant level, and some other, like this one, which is provided by the local site collection. I can create, select this template and create my site. I will have to provide a title, which can be sub web for monthly call, for example. I will have to provide a URL, monthly sub web. I can even define a site policy if I want to plug a kind of workflow or business logic under the cover of the PNP Partner Pack. You know, you can have access to the source code of the PNP Partner Pack, so you can expand on it, you can customize it if you want. I can provide a description, of course. And just after that, I will be able to select the language, which is by default inherited by the parent site collection. I did it, Vesa, as well as time zone, and I can of course inherit the permission from the site collection. So by clicking on next, if my provisioning template has any custom parameter, I will be able to use those parameters and provide the values for those parameters as well. Otherwise, I can simply click on create, and the website will be created. How it will be created? Well, there is an asynchronous engine based on a timer job in the backend, which is defined on the Azure side of my demo, which is right here. Okay. Here I have the PNP Partner Pack Azure web app that is servicing and which is running my Partner Pack extension. And here you can see I have a couple of web jobs. The scheduled job and the continuous job. The continuous one is called in this way because by using a queue based on the blob storage on Azure, as soon as we request to create a new subweb, we will enqueue a message in the blob queue, and the continuous job will wake up and process our request in near to real time. On the contrary, the scheduled job can be scheduled based on a schedule that you can define, and we will take care of site collection creation, for example, or of template export in order to save a new template based on an existing site, just to make some examples. You shouldn't be worried about the deployment or all of this stuff, because as Vesa told you previously, we do provide a document with some guidances about how to provision your environment, and we also provide some PowerShell scripts ready to go. So while the continuous job is processing my sub-web creation, I want to show you, because it usually takes 1 or 2 minutes to create a sub-web, I want to show you the homepage on GitHub of the PNP Partner Pack. And I want to do that because in the README file, the Markdown README file on the homepage, you can find a link to the guidance documentation, through which you can see how you can set up your own environment if you want, with all the required steps, as well as the references to all the PowerShell scripts, for example, to set up the timer jobs and all the needed stuff to play with this environment. While I was talking, probably the continuous job, this is job, and so let me go back to my PNP Partner Pack demo. Let me go back to my site collection. And here you can see, in fact, we have the subweb for monthly call created. And by clicking on it, hopefully, it will be already ready, and it is, with a green composed look. And if I go into the site content, I will be able to see that I have my customers, my invoices, and my orders. So all the artifacts that were defined in the template site. This is pretty cool, and this can basically export and import all the artifacts, including even the workflow definitions, if you have any workflow definition made with SharePoint Designer in the source template side. The only stuff that we do not support right now is the export and import of taxonomies, because we implemented the PNP Partner Pack using an Office 365 application, which works as an app only from a security perspective against SharePoint Online. And in this security scenario, we are not able to create taxonomy and taxonomy groups in the MMS service. However, we decided to create an Office 365 application instead of creating just a SharePoint add-in, because first of all, the Office 365 applications are more new and more powerful from many degrees of perspective. So for example, you can consume also the Office 365 Unified APIs and not only the SharePoint REST APIs, but also because using and defining an Office 365 application, we can have the Office Dev PnP Partner Pack available in the app launcher of the Office 365 environment. And so wherever you are, you can simply click on this button, have access to the app launcher, and start the Office Dev PnP Partner Pack from here. You will be prompted with the welcome page of the Partner Pack, which provides us the capability to create a fresh new site collection, if you want to do that. Still using a UI pretty close to the previous one, but with a different set of templates, because if you create a site collection, you will have another set of templates available for doing that. And as like as before, you can select a template, you can go next. You will have to provide some input parameters, which are not exactly the same as before, because you know a site collection as a URL, as some more information like the primary and the secondary site collection administrator, the storage maximum level, and all the other stuff. And while creating a new set collection, you will also be able to apply, directly apply to the new set collection, some of the behaviors that we provide through the partner pack, like, for example, the external sharing, but also the partner pack extensions. I mean, if you create a set collection and if you enable this option, which is on that by default, we do a self-promotion of our capabilities, you will find all the extensions of the partner pack already available. So the save site as a provisioning template, as well as the new sub-site overriding based on our JavaScript embedding. And as you can see in the last checkbox, we can also, and we do that by default, unless you don't uncheck it, we can also apply the responsive design to the target site collection that will be created. So, if you agree, Vesa, I would like to show the behavior of the responsive design using our CSS overriding and JavaScript embedding technique. So, here I have another set collection, this one, which is customized using our overriding of the responsive design behavior, but still based on the Seattle.master master page. What I mean is that we did not customize anything of the out-of-the-box master page. We simply did some CSS overriding and some JavaScript embedding. First of all, let me show the behavior in action. So this is the desktop layout of my page, so the well-known one. But if I reduce the area to this size, for example, I'm going in the tablet edition of my UI. And as you can see on the left side, I have this menu, which behaves like the Bootstrap one, because it is the Bootstrap one, and it is based on the contents of the navigation of SharePoint, but using the mobile approach to make it more easy to consume this menu from a tablet device. And if you want to reduce more your UI, you can see the phone behavior, here it is, still with the responsive design, with the bootstrap-like menu, and all the behavior typical of a mobile user experience. And of course, as you can see, we also move the search box, and we slightly adapt the layout of the out-of-the-box web part, like the list view one. Moreover, we also provided in this example an idea of how to create a company cross-site collection navigation bar, which is this one in dark gray, just after the menu bar of SharePoint. And here you can see we have a couple of sample links, as well as the notification area, which is a custom one, based on some JavaScript embedding that you can reuse in your own environment pretty easily. In fact, we do provide a navigation bar here, which can be, as I told you, cross-site collection, as well as a footer, which is still available if you want cross-site collection. And in order to leverage this kind of capability, you will simply have to apply a provisioning template that we give you out of the box, or of course you can customize it, but you can also simply create a new site collection and enable the responsive design, and you will have it out of the box. Just to show you what I mean when I say that you can use JavaScript and customize this kind of user experience, let me go to Visual Studio, because we are all developers and probably we like also to see under the cover of this project. And if we go in the template folder of the PnP Partner Pack site provisioning project that you have on GitHub, There you will find, for example, the custom bar folder, in which you can see we have a JavaScript file which defines a namespace that you will find available if you apply this behavior to your site. And by using our custom JavaScript namespace, you will be able to initialize the SPO custom bar. This is the name we gave to the namespace. You can set up notifications if you want to have the notification area. And by invoking the add notification function, or by invoking the remove notification method, you will be able to add or remove notification in the global enterprise navigation library, as well as you can add custom links to the top bar, or you can add links and items to the footer area of your customized master page. And again, sorry, it is not a customized master page, it is a customized UR experience, but we don't change the master page, the out-of-the-box master page of the environment. And you will also find the provisioning template file if you want to apply this template to your already existing site. One last thing that I want to show you before moving to the Q&A section is that if you already have some site collection, which you probably have in your tenant, and you want to set up the partner pack and leverage the partner pack on those existing site collections, you can simply go to the UI of the PNP partner pack, and by clicking on the settings item in the nav bar, you will be able to browse through the site collections already defined in your tenant, and pretty soon, I hope, as soon as the Azure AD will authorize my request, I will be able to show you that you can simply click on a button to enable or disable the PNP partner pack extensions onto your target site. Let's see if the network is still supporting me.
That seems to be a hardware issue. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, now we have the list of site collections. Let me, for example, get one site collection like, let's say, this one. And as you will see pretty shortly, I will see what is my site collection, and I will be able to enable or disable the PNP partner pack onto that target site collection. Here it is. Here it is already enabled. By clicking on this button, I will be able to disable it and or re-enable it, depending on what I want to do. And lastly, if I create a site collection, there is one last feature really requested by the end users, in the enterprise level at least, which is the page to see the list of all the site collections that I, as a user, created in my tenant, so that I'm able to see the status of the provisioning jobs that I have in the queue, if any, and I can also see what are the already provisioned sites, and I can access them simply by clicking on the link on under the cover of each of the titles of these site collections. So that's all from the provisioning perspective and from the responses perspective. We do also provide a couple of timer jobs for governance stuff, just to check if every site collection created with the PNP provisioning engine and the PNP partner pack has at least two site collection administrators, which is a good guidance we provide as PNP, as well as we do some checks against the configuration of the external sharing. And those timer jobs are just there for the sake of making an example of how you can leverage the remote timer job development to create and define governance rules and apply and enforce governance rules in your environment. So, I would like to keep the last 5 minutes for a Q&A if there are any questions.
Paolo, quick comment on that one. Can you show where people can actually access the PNP Partner Pack? So where is it?
Of course. They have to go in the GitHub / Office Dev PNP Partner Pack, PNP-partner-pack URL, and there you will find the documentation as well as the entire source code of the project, as well as the PowerShell script to set it up or to reset the configuration if you want to apply it onto another tenant. So, Office Dev under GitHub / PNP-partner-pack.
Thanks, Paolo. And that's a really great demo, and it really, well, you had to run through the things, which is understandable. I already pasted in the IM window a slightly longer demo on this one. So on Monday, we released the PNP Partner Pack Introduction webcast, And there's a channel 9 recording, which is 47 minutes or something like that, where we cover things in a slightly more, let's say, lower tempo, so we're not running on things, together with Paula as well. But that you can absolutely have a look on the dev.office.com, an introduction to the PMP partner pack. And from there, we're then linking the channel 9 section of the PMP. Good. Any questions from the audience? You can. I'll actually free up some of your capacity on the network, Paolo,
to switch
back on the presentation. But we don't actually have that much material to go through, so we can open up this one for questions. If we have 5 minutes for questions, we still have quite a significant amount of people in the call, which is a good thing. I would actually suggest that if there's any questions, we would go through or use the IM window for them. If somebody don't want to write and rather want to ask questions using audio, that's fine as well. There's a question from Mortens on a responsive with the Wikipages also, and answer is actually yes. So with Wikipages, you probably refer to out-of-the-box team side as an example.
And we basically made responsive the wireframe of the page. So as long as you use the wireframe of the page, it will be responsive. If you insert some custom HTML elements in the page, of course, we cannot guarantee that the layout will be still responsive, okay? I mean, if you completely customize the HTML of the page, we don't know how it will behave, but we are open for suggestions and submission in case of any issue, of course.
And then Joseph Veliach is asking, can we enable breadcrumb? And the answer is unfortunately no. This is one of those nasty decisions which was taken by somebody in Redmond because they took that control away from a master page. And since that's a server-side control which doesn't exist in the CRL.master, we can't actually get it in. You could implement the breadcrumb using JavaScript as well, which is one way of then using the CRL.master in the future. But I do understand the question around the breadcrumb as well. Then there's Jim asking, would it be easy to add our own post-provisioning logic to partner back? And how would we, in the template, in the provisioning templates, you absolutely can attach additional provisioning template providers. What do we call them, Paolo? Come on.
We have the extensibility providers.
Yes, extensibility providers, which you can then hook into the templates. That would mean that somebody would have to go and add that custom provider to those templates which are being saved. Right now, it's a starter kit, which means that you pull it down, you can modify the code. You could easily add that required entry to the templates, which is then serialized to the document folders, either in a site collection or in a tenant level. And then this would be the easiest way probably to get your custom provisioning logic on top of the partner pack.
Yes, for example, if I can add something, Visa, if you think about and if you download the source code, you will see that we defined a different job handler for every single kind of job. So the provisioning of a subweb or a provisioning of a site collection is handled by a job handler. You can customize the job handler and you can add your own custom functionalities if you want.
No, that's true. So what you could do also is if it's a small set of code what you need to execute on top of the alignment of the template, you could just include that needed code to the job which is actually responsible of creating the sites. That's a good point, absolutely. For example, user chooses the term while creating a site. After site is created, that term is being the default value for column in a library. Yep. So you would have to modify the UI slightly because the UI isn't actually configurable in that sense, at least in a taxonomy term set selection perspective, at least for now. And then you would be just taking that into account when you're provisioning the site. Is there an extensibility sample?
I think there is one, Visa, for the PNP provisioning extensibility, not yet for the PNP partner pack.
Yeah, that's true. I would actually suggest that Warren, you would put that question to the Yammer group and we'll follow up on that one. We'll point you to the XML structure and the needed code. That should help you. Yeah, in the PMP unit tests, that at least one. Thanks, Bert. Any other questions? I know that we're hitting the hour on the timing. And I don't have a hard stop on this minute, but we can absolutely move the discussion to the YAML group. And then the whole point of this recording, obviously this was the monthly community call. We got through what was released within the last month. And then having a discussion around the BMP partner pack, I'll show you what is the BMP partner pack. If there's any questions around the BMP partner pack or around the BMP, please put them in the YAML group. It's a much more efficient than sending individual one by one emails, which we seem to be getting all the time as well. Because the more people send email, the less time we actually have to answer the questions in YAML. And when we don't have used the YAML, nobody else can actually see the answer and the question. So the YAML is much better way to handle this. But it's 1 minute past whatever time zone you're located. So let's actually close up for this monthly community call. Let's continue having a discussion in the YAML group. Thank you everybody who contributed on this month releases. There was a significant amount of people again included in the work what we do. We absolutely appreciate your contributions. And please give us feedback. We keep on evolving this stuff. The BMP partner pack, it's really nice, but we do understand also that it's a V1 version 1.0 of the thinking, and we need to keep on evolving some of these functionalities as well, like more agile configuration and all of that stuff. But thank you everybody for joining. Let's close up the call and stop the recording as well. The recording will be in a channel 9. Within tomorrow, well, within the less than, I would say, 12 hours, roughly. Probably won't have time to get it there later today, unfortunately. So within less than 24 hours, it will be in a channel 9. Thank you for joining, and let's stay in touch in YAML. Thank you.